with a satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy. Hit play, let's make some noise.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 649, which means we're only a pound away from 650. Alrighty.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not how it works.
Not even.
We could be on TLC. But
yeah, right. and then in eight years, we're just another statistic.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it always works.
All right, it is
okay.
800. It is 86 degrees and sunny in Chubland, where it is 63 days until Labor Day. It's just sneaking right up on us. It's also 117 until Halloween and 172 until Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the fact that it's 86, you said?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which for us is like a cool summer day. It really is. And because I've been watching the weather in London, they were up into the high 90s. Ooh. And the majority of businesses and homes don't have any air conditioning at all. So, and at night it was dipping down to a cool mid 70s. So that's not cool. And, And then what was going on with New York and Washington over the weekend with them in the hundreds and shit like that. So, and they have humidity, and so did London. So it was like, I'm going, okay, why does everyone hate Sacramento weather?
Yeah.
You know, everything has air conditioning, and it may get up to 100 degrees. And you know what? Everyone has air conditioning. Our pool,
yeah,
you know, it's just weird because I've never really lived in a because I lived in Montana as a child, so I don't remember that. And I remember on the island, it was always breezy and cool, so that was never a problem. And California, that's it. Those are my spots. So, well, I've never experienced a summer bathed in humidity. So.
Thank goodness.
Thank
you. All right. Let's talk about Patreon really quick, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ, Stasage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Big Steve, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburleygame to join our little family for as little as a dollar a month. All right, it is time for some affirmations, and today's affirmation is, I am safe being seen.
These are terrible.
I don't know. That one's kind of friendly. This way, you know. And I feel safe being seen by people as I jump in the pool and cause it to ripple and throw the skinny bitches out of the pool. How's that? No? No? We'll workshop it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help.
It's time for what happened in history on July 6th. Historical events. Since 1775, the second Continental Congress issues the declaration that causes of on the causes and necessities of bringing up taking up arms, explaining why the American colonies were taking up arms against the British rule. I guess that was important. All right. But in 1785, just 10 years later, the Continental Congress officially adopts the US dollar as the nation's currency. 1885, Louis Pasteur successfully administers the first effective rabies vaccine, and we're all very thankful for that, especially around raccoon season, I guess, or squirrel season, or whatever else carries them. Then we have 1933, the first Major League Baseball All-Star Game is played in Chicago. 1942, Anne Frank and her family go into hiding in the secret annex in Amsterdam to escape Nazi persecution. In 1944, the Hartford Circus fire kills 167 people, making it one of the deadliest circus disasters in US history. 1957, Althea Gibson becomes the first black player to win the Wimbledon Singles Championship. And in 1957, John Lennon meets Paul McCartney for the first time, beginning one of music's greatest songwriting partnerships, allegedly. In 1994, Forrest Gump opens in US theaters. That was lovely. You went and saw it, right? You reviewed it. You said it was amazing. 94.
No.
It was a little before your reviewing time.
Yeah. But Forrest Gump, went on to win Best Picture.
Yes.
And it's a really well-made movie, especially for its time. And it was a clever film. The only problem is that it beat out other movies that were probably considered better.
Really?
Well, Pulp Fiction was up that year,
Oh, wow.
which so and there was there was another one, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was a big year for movies, and Forrest Gump. It's so weird because the Oscars go through this weird kind of, oh, we want to pick movies that audiences like, that are family friendly, and then now right now they're terrible. The movies are, some of them are just awful, awful movies, and
Yeah.
terrible.
Okay. Well, celebrity birthdays. 1907, we had Frida Kahlo, the painter, the famous painter.
Oh, Frida, okay.
We had 1921, Nancy Reagan, Ronald Reagan's beard. We had 1925, Bill Haley, rock and roll pioneer. Merv Griffin was born in 1925. We have Della Reese, amazing, born in 1931. 1946, George W. Bush was born. 1946 also saw Sylvester Stallone being born. And 1951, Jeffrey Rush, the amazing actor, I guess. And then I'm like,
You're not
I
sure?
know who that is. 1975, 50 Cent, the rapper, he was born. And finally, in 1979, the abomination known as Kevin Hart, comedian and actor, was placed on this earth. So, all right. Celebrity deaths, there were a few. Starting in 1189, when Henry II of England was, the king was sadly lost. And then in 1553, Edward IV, no, the sixth of England, also a king, he died. It was horrible. 1971, Louis Armstrong. 2020, Charlie Daniels, the country music star. And in 2022, James Caan left us.
Yeah, I just saw that today on Facebook.
Yeah.
Remembering
a little
James
late.
Caan. Remembering James Caan
Oh.
on his the day he died. And it's like I don't like celebrating the day people die. I really don't.
Oh, is it celebrating or remembering?
Well, there's remembering, but it just seems like remember their birthday
I mean,
because
there's one thing when we have to celebrate when turtles leave us, but it's another thing when we have to, remember a James Caan.
what the fuck are you talking about?
Well,
Turtles?
I'm sure girl, if you don't get the reference, we'll just move on to holidays. Let's see. Here we go. It's a Czech day, a holiday. Did you celebrate International Kissing Day?
Yes.
Oh, good for you, girl. All right. It's also National Air Traffic Control Day. Did you control your air traffic?
Of course, who doesn't?
I just let them go. It's also National Fried Chicken Day.
I knew that.
And did you? Are you?
I will be.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it was great. This week, how you get the coupons for the grocery stores?
Oh, yes.
Well, this week we got coupons not just for the grocery stores, but here's one for Popeyes.
Oh.
Here's one for KFC.
Oh.
And here's one for churches.
Churches.
So I guess fried chicken must be a 4th of July thing.
I guess so. I do have to correct you on just one tiny little thing.
Oh, churches, Texas chicken.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't like churches. It's
Oh, okay.
daddy for me. No, it's actually pronounced coupon. Coupon. So, just letting you know. All right. Inside
Oh,
joke.
it's almost like stupid. Stupid. Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to talk about your ex. Okay. Take your webmaster to lunch day. Did anyone take me to lunch today? I'm several people's webmasters. I got no lunch. I'm very unhappy about
Wait, is that crickets?
that. Oh, could be.
Doesn't seem the time of year for crickets, but they seem appropriate now.
No, I don't like crickets though. I would like fried chicken instead. It's also National Umbrella Cover Day. Interesting.
Well, that's because it's hot.
Not in the house. It's also virtually hug a virtual assistant day. We're gonna hug Siri or something? I don't get it. All right. They need to stop making up holidays. There's enough.
Well,
Okay.
and who makes up the holidays? Does somebody, I mean, can you and I just go, oh, it's Chubb's Gone Wild Day, and now all of a sudden that's a national holiday?
I will
Because,
check into that because that would be like an awesome holiday.
but I just don't understand how these things get on your list. I mean, is somebody somewhere, like, is a mayor declaring it, and that's how it officially becomes something?
Somebody officially claims it,
Okay, that's I don't get it.
I
But
guess they need
okay.
like 100 signatures and $1,000 or something. I have no
Oh,
idea.
really? Well, maybe we can have a Chubb's Gone Wild Day.
Maybe. All right. Every Monday's Chubb's Gone Wild Day for me. All right. Upcoming birthdays. Well, actually, today's birthday. Happy birthday to David McDonald from the Best of Broadway. That was very fun. I remember those days well.
No, it wasn't.
I worked box office. Let me tell you,
Oh, I'm sure the box
those
office was much more
stage mothers.
enjoyable than
Oh
actually
my
seeing the
gosh.
show.
I had stage mothers try to scam me out of tickets.
Oh, you mean there weren't tickets available?
Well, there were, but they were trying to,
Oh, get free ones.
yeah, and I mean literally like scam, not just like, but oh please, can I have it? I mean, call me up, literally saying that they bought tickets on certain things, and it was my. Oh, I got in, and it was my last day there. So I just told her off over the phone. And I'm like, and you are more than welcome to come in here and raise a fit because it's my last day. So fuck off. And then she didn't. So anyway, it's also birthdays for author Max Walker, Kimberly, Val, Tripp, Michelle, another author, Franco DiRocco. Okay. Edson, our dear friend from the theater, Mr. Sean. We also have AJ, Sean, oh, our patron, Sean. We love him. He's always sending us little love notes on the videos. So we love him for that.
Love Sean.
And we have actor Jerry Lee, Ari, another John, and I believe author Christopher Culler. Happy birthday, y'all. Have a big virtual chub hug from your virtual assistant from us. Okay, what's next? Well, it's time for actual chub hugs now, which I guess are kind of virtual too. And I want to send one out to everybody in DC who is in the hospital or trying to breathe due to this amazing 250th fiasco. And that's where I'll leave that. How about you?
Well, that they were my concern as well.
They were literally telling people, don't go outside the day after. You cannot breathe.
Well, don't go out there that night either. You're not going to be able to breathe because that's where the most of the problem
Right.
was, people were sitting there inhaling all that whatever that shit that comes out of those fireworks. But if you look at New York and you look at Los Angeles, they both went through the, I mean, not Los Angeles, Washington, they both went through the same heat wave, yet one went off without a glitch. Well, they actually one firework did
Fire
hit
to
the
a
Brooklyn
bridge.
Bridge, but
Yeah.
that was taken care of. But that's an accidental thing that happens. The thing in Washington was deliberate and horrible. I just remember we were discussing this. If anybody has ever seen the original Fog, the Fog back with Adrienne Barbeau, she would go, "Oh my God, the fog is glowing." That's exactly what all the pictures looked like of the fireworks display. It was just like this big cloud of glow, and when the chemicals are in that humid weather in a cloud of gunk, it's. I mean, in Los Angeles, when I lived there, you didn't go outside. You didn't open up your windows at night. You didn't do any of that shit. And I still ended up with asthma from living there.
Ugh. Awful.
Yeah, so.
So, all right. Well, oh, which is your chub hug? Was this for the same, or have a different?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and of course, anybody that has to deal with Donald Trump.
Ugh. Did you see them in their lit up ivory tower behind their little bulletproof
Well,
vest?
yeah,
And they couldn't
that's
even see the fireworks from
yeah,
there.
you can't see it because you're in a lighted room, a lit
Yeah.
room with glass reflecting that light. So they're not gonna, but it was air conditioned, so that's all they cared about. Oh, and it had a air filter, so they weren't huffing in all that chemical.
And it kept them away from their peasant followers that were there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our feedback where there's lots of juicy, fun, yummy bits.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Starting with
okay.
Sean, who says long-running franchises like Doctor Who and Star Trek are in difficult places these days. They can't just ignore the criticisms that they receive from fans, but they shouldn't base everything off those criticisms either. It's not possible to make everyone happy, but it should be possible to write and produce good stories. It seems, however, things often get lost in the quagmire of corporate ownership along with other trending influences until there's nothing left. And you're absolutely right. And that is what those two are going through today. In
Oh no,
fact,
you do know that there's new Star Trek starting this month.
Strange New Worlds, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It is probably going to be its last season. However, it was originally supposed to fade into two more seasons of the Kirk years. Pike would leave and then Kirk would take over, but that might not happen now. Anyways, thank you, Sean. You are absolutely right, and I'm actually going to bring something up
You're
about that in
welcome.
my week. Okay, so Moose says, I don't like cottage cheese either. That's why I put a bit of honey on it. Covers up the taste. Fruit and granola also help. I'm eating cottage cheese or yogurt for the protein. It's tough to get enough protein in during the heat during a heat wave. I am, yes, I'm sure it is. I actually like cottage cheese just fine, but it does need a little something. So I think those are great ideas. Usually I just add some salt. What are you doing in here, Missy? All right.
Stop yelling at your mother.
Yelling at the dog.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
Miss Kaya, you need to go see mommy. Go ahead. Well, at least she was good and quiet for a change. All right. Moose says, I don't really measure anything. This is for his tartar sauce. I put in
Yes.
tartar, I put in tartar sauce. I just stir this together and adjust the tape for after tasting. I'm guessing. No, where is it? Sorry, I cam removed. I'm guessing on quantity. 3/4 cup Hellmann's mayonnaise. 1/4 cup sweet pickle relish with pickle juice. 1 teaspoon capers. Ugh. No juice. Oh, yeah, no juice. Okay. 1/2 cup dried onion. 1/4 teaspoon dried dill. Sometimes I squeeze in juice from half a lemon, but that can make it a little soupy, depends on how wet the relish is. Stir that up, adjust any ingredient to taste. And that is for the tartar sauce. That sounds like a really good tartar sauce, although I'm a little skeptical on the capers. I just don't
Well, yeah, see, I've never
trust the
used
capers.
capers in tartar sauce before, so that was
Yeah.
interesting. I've done it with the dill. I mean, 'cause that's basically what I do up to the capers.
Right.
And the secret, one big secret is the dehydrated onions. 'Cause what I usually do is I throw the onions in with the relish. So they already start rehydrating with the so you get that pickly kind of flavor in there,
Okay.
because that's when I do like pickles, is in tartar sauce. And then you add in the mayo, and I've added in the dill before. When depending on what I'm doing, dill, sometimes I don't like, if I'm having fish sticks, I don't want dill. But
Yeah.
the capers is a good idea, because that's going to give a nice salt bump and an umami taste that I'm going to try. It sounds really good.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moose, for that. If anybody and Tom tries that recipe, I would love to hear how you think it
Well, I still use Moose's dredging.
is. Yeah.
It's so yummy. I made a chicken fried steak that was, oh, so good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we have some interesting celebrity deaths.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. First one is Village People member Victor Willis. He died at the age of 74 following a short but aggressive illness. I'm friends with Dave Hodo, who played the construction worker, and he went boo-hoo. So I don't think there was love loss here. Also, isn't this the guy that told Trump it was okay to use the song?
Yes, and that is why
Okay.
a lot of people said boo-hoo to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it is funny that, him using YMCA, which is a gay pickup song, is Donald Trump's theme song, it seems like. But on that subject, adult performer Dale Savage died at the age of 62 after suffering a stroke. He was a firefighter turned adult film star.
Yes,
I
and
don't know
his
who this
wife
person
is
is, but he is all over my thing today. So,
Yeah, he got super popular, and
well, he's
I
very
have a
handsome.
number of his videos. Yeah, he's very, and the thing about him was he was very down to earth and very likable. So that's why he's probably getting a lot of love out of that.
And then finally, Mitch McConnell, which I think has died.
What? Eternal Tide?
Oh, that's what you meant by the turtle.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But the thing is, nobody's seen him. No one exactly knows where he is. His wife left 2 days of him in the hospital. After 2 days in the hospital, his wife goes off to, I think, China or something.
Yes,
So,
to visit with the vice president of China, or the vice whatever they call it of China,
yeah, I
where
just.
her most of her political shipping stuff comes through. I mean,
Right. And then but we're not hearing anything, and they know that there is a Democratic governor now. So if McConnell is dead, they can appoint a Democratic senator in the place. So I think we're gonna sit on this for a while. I don't know where he is. Where is
Yeah.
that guy? I don't
Oh,
know.
but that one politician that disappeared for 3 or 4 months and nobody could find out where he was came back, and he's like, "Oh, I had depression."
Yeah.
Now, depression is a really serious thing.
Sure,
I
I'm
can
not
totally
faulting
understand
that.
it, but you could have called somebody.
Yeah.
You could have texted. You could have told somebody, "Fuck off." Nobody heard from you.
So we'll see what happens, but I think he's dead. So, and the last few times we've seen him falling to the ground or are stroking out, because that's the scariest thing I think I've ever seen, was that one that first time that happened when he's up there, and everyone's like, "What's happening? What's happening?" Yeah, that was scary. It was super scary. Anyway,
And I mean,
move.
can't stand the man, but on a human level, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, this week on RuPaul's Drag Race, we brought back the
Oh, we're
wild
in first
card,
week now, by the
and the
way.
three brackets are all there.
Yay.
So it's just a matter of next week we'll have a new all-star.
Woohoo.
On Avatar, The Last Airbender, still the show's really going well. I'm really enjoying it. So much better than that One Piece nightmare, and so much better than the first season of Airbender was. So having fun with that. Eye of the Storm, they have two different Eye of the Storms. They have Eye of the Storm, which is following all these people who were involved in this particular tornado or hurricane or whatever they're doing. And actually they even did fire, like wildfires and stuff. So but lately it's all been tornadoes. So they have that, and they use news coverage and some people's actual footage that they took. But there's another one called Eye of the Storm Chasers. Not what you're thinking. This isn't chasers running after fat guys. No, this is these are the storm chasers, and these people have front cameras, back cameras, inside the vehicle cameras, multiple cameras everywhere, as well as because they're out there trying to either do a YouTube show, or they're trying to sell this to newspapers or whoever buys pictures these days. There's hundreds of these guys running after every fucking tornado, and they're insane. These guys are crazy. So, but it's it tells a much better story, because we actually get to, it's a lot of good video, a lot of good video, good audio. It's not, "Oh my God, we're using the closed circuit ring camera from, no, this is good quality shit." So that's, both those are on HBO right now. A lot of fun. I did want to mention, I don't know if you saw this, but John Cena is getting a second round of hair plugs, or hair transplant, whatever we want to call it. So he's doing that now, and he's doing it publicly, which I salute him for that, because everyone kind of slips away and shows up, 9 months later, you're going, what's different about you? But he's just, and I'm sure he's probably getting it paid for because he's doing it that way. So good for him. But yeah, good for him. We're back watching Happy Endings, the show from the I guess it was, I think it was 2009 to 2013, about a group of friends. Anyway, one of the episodes we just watched was them, how they most of them met. Well, how they all met each other for when they all met each other, I guess I should say. Some were friends before, but they met on the cast when they were filming Real World Sacramento. So it's this whole episode where, well, what happened was the girl, one of the girls in the cast ended up going crazy and burned down the house. So they never actually showed Real World Sacramento,
I
because
was going to say, I never heard of that.
that's because it doesn't exist. It's in the text of the show, but it is hilarious because it's just making references to, like, the opening thing is, they came in and they did shots of the bridge and they did shots of the Capitol and different places, and like they did on the Real World. So it was very funny. But it was Sacramento, so that was kind of cool to me. Thank you, Moose, for the tartar sauce. The boiled potatoes, I heard from about that. Got pictures. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, I did see the Hail Mary Project. It's Hail Mary Project, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah,
our Project
Project
Hail
Hail
Mary.
Mary. Yes.
First of all, I love the fact that they had a salute to Spielberg in it a couple times. They made reference. They did the Close Encounters, beep 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 beep, the music, and then it was totally an ET sequence when he first meets Rocky. So that was really cool. And then, of course, then they played with the whole Rocky and Adrian thing. It was just such a good movie from beginning to end. Well constructed, entertaining, funny. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. And
Yes.
it's thumbs up for
Loved
it.
it.
Yeah. Then last night we watched a song, a song, a movie called Undertone. And this is over on, and this was HBO as well. It's about a podcaster. And this podcaster, what happens is she's, they do kind of creepy podcasts. And her partner, who they do it remotely, he's in somewhere in Europe, probably the UK. But he got sent some music, well, what do you call the attachments? He
Oh,
got
like
he,
MP3s or something.
yeah, yeah. He got sent some files, so they're listening to them live on their podcast, and what it actually does is it's what they're listening to this couple who's having certain problems. Obviously, they're having some kind of problems, but he starts recording her because she's talking in her sleep, and then it turns out that there's some demon witch that kills babies, and she just finds out that she's the podcaster finds out she's pregnant, and and her mother's up in bed, and she's comatose, and all of a sudden we start seeing her moving around. It was creepy show. Really good. It was really well made. First of all, I looked it up because I'm going, did this come out to theaters? It was out of theaters. It made $21 million worldwide, and you're thinking, oh, so it didn't make that much money. It cost less than $500,000 to make. And you only think that it might cost less to make simply because it was, it all took place in one house, different rooms all around the house, because she's taking care of her comatose mother and she's doing a remote podcast. So it was beautifully conceived to not cost a lot of money. And the film, the cinematography, They kept filming her from behind while she's on the podcast, head, you know, the with the headset on, and it's like somebody's behind her, but you know there's just a wall behind her, but something's sneaking up the whole time. I kept thinking something's sneaking up on her, even though I know that nothing can sneak up on her. But it creeped. It was so effectively, beautifully photographed for something that cost less than 500,000. I was so impressed with the movie. It really was. The ending I got, but it was like, okay, well, what are you gonna do?
And which movie was this?
This is called Undertone on HBO Max.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And then, and one last thing, I don't know how we can solve this. You've talked about this before, about how when people's have died on Facebook, there's got to be some sort of, I don't mind them keep, you know, their thing to come up and it to say, oh, you know, this is so and so's birthday, you know, they passed earlier, you know, so anything. Because a friend of mine who died a few years ago, his birthday was yesterday, and I was like, I'm not going to put anything up. And but then I thought, I wonder what people are, if people are. So I went and looked. He had 50 notifications, birthday notifications, and only one of them knew he was dead.
Yep, I still run into those, and that's why I try to check, but honestly, there's sometimes when even when you check, you're just like, I don't know. It's been 5 years. They never acknowledged anybody's birthday wishes. They're not making any new posts. Did they just get off of Facebook or are they dead? I have no
Yeah.
idea. But
Yeah, well, it's what bothers me. I mean, it was just the fact that okay, if you're just going through the motion.
Well, yeah, and I actually have told several people who have been on closer friends of mine who have passed. I have messaged them when they send a like not just the happy birthday, but like a really good like I miss you, I'd like to see you soon or something like that. And I have let those people know, hey. But other than that, yeah, they were doing something where they were memorial. They were turning where the family member could turn the Facebook page into a memorial page,
Right.
but that still doesn't alert you know, that they're gone unless you go to that page and see it. So, yeah, I agree with you totally. All right, well, that was a wonderful week. All right. As for me, let's start out with I got a visit from some Uruguayans, kind of, sort of. So my friend Shaf, who her and her husband and their kids are have been off in Uruguay, and she is up. She and the kids came up to help her mom with some stuff. And they live in NorCal, and so she and her mom and the kids came to visit. Unfortunately, we didn't get to visit long. We were only able to visit for about an hour and a half. But so I finally got to see the kids, who are 9 and 7. And wow, did I forget kids? Thankfully, I haven't had to be around kids because they're just not my cup of tea. But they did not stop asking questions. Oh my gosh, the energy, the questions, the meltdowns, the playing sorry, the wow, there was a lot. So, and I am just in awe of my friend, who is a wonderful mother, not only a mother to them, but a mother to her mother, who was here and I got to visit with. Oh, by the way, her mother, 80 years old, loves Brian Tyler Cohen, watches all the same left-wing media that we do, is just a amazing spitfire of a woman.
Oh,
So
by the way, have you noticed that Brian's letting his hair grow now?
yes, I'm not
It's
sure I like it like that.
I don't like it either. But I don't know what he's going through.
I don't know, but we'll follow him because he's great.
Oh no, I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
But he's
I'm
gone
not
from
on board.
being he's b gone from being that sexy guy in the suit to being I don't know what he's going after.
Actually, it was funny because Brian or David Pakman made a comment about if you've seen Brian Tyler Cohen lately, he's trying to copy my hairstyle.
Oh no.
So that was funny. But yeah, so it was a really wonderful visit, and I had to go back and rearrange the house because I also forgot that kids like to touch things and move things, and there were things in rooms where they did not even start out with. So much energy. But it was a great visit. I was glad to see them,
It,
and I
it's
finally
the
got to meet them too. So.
see it's the sticky fingers. I don't know how their hands can be that sticky,
I
but they
know.
are.
Thankfully, there was none of that for her mom. Their mom made sure that there was none of that. But oh my gosh, it was crazy. But I told them when they got here, I said, I thought your mom was making you up, that you weren't real, and they thought that was hilarious. Anyway, so then right after that, I went to a 4th of July party, we'll call it a party, where basically you and I could have just sat and podcast because we sat in the dining room monitoring all the food while everybody else did the pool and sat in
Oh well,
the
and
pool area.
Sean did tell me that the pool was just a layer of sunscreen.
Yeah, and I also got a word from our Lori Dean that it was a skosh just too cold, and as soon as you stepped in it, your balls shrunk up. So anyway, so I guess we weren't quite ready for the pool quite yet. Anyway, but it was still nice. It was a good visit. Nice to hang out in a different environment. But I'll tell you, after just sitting for we were there for like 3.5, 4 hours, and I was super tired when I got home. So that was a lot holding down that chair. Anyway, but it was very fun and good to see everybody in person.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen anybody in person since Labor
Christmas?
Day.
Oh no, yeah.
No, we didn't
Yeah,
get together.
Labor Day,
We
right?
didn't get together at Christmas.
Right?
We didn't do Super Bowl. We didn't do Oscars
True.
because I was sick of the Oscars
Yeah.
and
And then we didn't get to do late Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, yeah.
So, well, anyway, hopefully
Well,
we'll
that's
have a
why
few
everybody
more.
was so impressed with my hair is because they hadn't seen me in almost a year.
Well, it's certainly grown. All right. So yeah, then I had to take yesterday to recover, and the Mercury is in full ret because things are just getting messed up left and right, and yeah, it's crazy. Hey, I do want to let you know that Tiptoe, the show with Alan Cumming, that I told you a little bit ago was so hard to watch, but so absolutely amazing. That is actually going to be coming here finally. It will be on Stars. So if you have Stars or can get it, I would suggest getting it for 1 month just to watch that show. It is worth it.
Oh, and I did want to mention that Project Hail Mary is on Prime and it's free if you have Prime. So,
Yes.
only
Okay.
because most people have Prime,
Right.
because of
Yeah.
Amazon.
Because
So.
it's weird. I'm glad it is because I got it from MGM, which I had through Prime, and then like a week later, it was on Prime. So I'm like,
Right.
yay. Okay. And then I want to make a comment about going out of your way to correct people, and I don't care if it is an ADHD or an ADHD or whatever it is thing, learn to not do it because you're just being an asshole. Like, there was a question on one of the Charmed forums about, do you think the Charmed reboot was better or worse or what? And so hundreds of people were answering the question, right? And so I said, basically, I thought they shouldn't have called it that. They should have called it something else because it was fine, but it just was not a Charmed thing and whatever. And I had two people come on and explain to me that a reboot and a remake are two different things. And I'm like, and I was so close to telling them to fuck off because in the question they used the word reboot. My comment was to their comment, not to some asshole who just thinks they have to go out of their way to tell somebody that that's a remake and not a reboot when that's not what the question fucking was.
Well, and I'm wondering if these people are going out and asking all these bullshit AI things. Okay, you're showing me pictures of the Golden Girls. That none of them are the Golden Girls. These are bad, AI, characters. These are not the Golden Girls. I don't even know what Bea Arthur looks like anymore because you guys have thrown out so much garbage, unrecognizable garbage. So have them go after them instead of you.
Yeah, I was just like, you're just showing that you're an asshole because nobody, li anyway, it,
Sorry.
li yeah, anyway, it, the point is that fuck off. And I think I'm re-entering my fuck off stage again because that was just so like, who gives a shit, dumbass? Anyway, moving on. The one thing actually from the Tiptoe, I had left a comment on that because when it announced that Tiptoe was coming out, there were, of course, just like in the Star Trek things and just like in the Doctor Who things, whenever it shows anybody of diversity or queerness or anything like that, there's a ton of people leaving laughing emojis. And laughing emojis is the haters hating on shit. And I basically just made a comment on the Tiptoe one that said anybody that leaves a laughing emoji on this, and there were some, needs to live through it. They need to literally live through being fucking strung up for being gay, and then see how or have their family member done and left dangling there and see how well you like it. And no, that is not a spoiler because it literally happens in the first 30 seconds of the show. But anyway, and I got a lot of likes on that comment too. Okay, let's see. Next up, some happier stuff. Matinee Minutia is out, and we talked about Pecker, the film, which is really fun. And if you ha and I heard from a number of people who said, oh, I just never watched it. John Waters isn't, I think he lost his way and I didn't care for whoever. Go watch it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's actually a really fun little film. And that's what it's supposed to be, just a fun little film. And all right, I haven't really watched anything super new or exciting. I watched Pacific Rim last night for like the third, fourth time, and it's just a fun action film. I like it for that. I did watch The Clash of the Titans, the original one, with Mr. Harry Hamlin, and I used to love this film, and I didn't get much out of it this time, so. Yeah, I don't know. But I am finally getting through Monarch Legacy of Monsters. That is an Apple TV thing. Oh, so Tom is showing that he got fried chicken. Nothing on my porch. Anyway. But yeah, that's good. You're celebrating the holiday. All right. Book. Let's see. So yes, I'm getting through that. It started out slow. First couple episodes, I was like, meh. And then all of a sudden it started getting good again. And the characters are they're finally getting over the developing of the characters, and they're just getting into the fun of it. So really enjoying that. And then I am also watching, finally, after like 4 years, Man of in High Castle. Have you seen this? You're muted, I think, love.
No.
Okay. So I've been putting it off and putting it off because I it's like I'm kind of interested, but I don't know. But I watched 3 episodes of it last night, and I'm gonna continue watching it. It is really tough, like it is, because you know, Nazi stuff and all that, but we'll see how it goes. I may work. Yeah, I'm gonna watch more. So, and now that was pretty much my week. So we're gonna get into Love It or Hate It. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Love It or Hate It. Oh, timely. Movie remakes.
They don't bother me. I mean, if they're good, great. If they're bad, I won't remember it. I mean, I always use the Poseidon Adventure. They made the new Poseidon Adventure and it was terrible, and now people go, there was another Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same way. I used to be a little like, especially when they would like do something that I really loved or something, and I'd be like, ah, oh, why are they doing that? Now, same. I'm like, I don't care if it's good, do it.
Well,
And if it's not, I don't have to watch it.
and it also goes back to the fact that there's a really great movie called Stage Door from 1935 with Lucille Ball and
Yes.
with Eve Arden,
Love
and I
it.
mean it was just full of all these young actresses, Katharine Hepburn at the time. So, but what happens is anybody born after like 19 80 doesn't want to watch black and white movies anymore,
Right.
which is terrible because, you know, It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street and All About Eve, they're all in black and white. So try, you know, if you try to make a new one, and hopefully, you know, if it's so, the material's so good, it would be nice for it to be alive for another generation, is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But if it sucks, it sucks.
All right. Totally agree. All right. And now we move on to Hey Chubbs. Hey Chubbs, an essay titled I'm Gay, Not Queer, It Matters, was recently published in the New York Times. Its major theme is the distinction between the words gay and queer. The author argues that gay, once described as relatively focused civil rights movement, while queer has become an umbrella term encompassing the broader range of identities, political ideas, and social causes. Do you identify more with the word gay, queer, or both, or neither? What does your choice say about your generation or your experiences? Also, can you see the essayist's side of things? I have some opinions, so go.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up at a time period where queer and fag were not, you know, you didn't want someone to call you that. And gay was the all-encompassing one, you know, but I don't care what, you know, it doesn't bother me if they want to use queer. It does, yeah, that doesn't bother me at all. But I don't identify as, I mean, I guess I do identify as queer, but I don't identify as I won't, I usually don't call myself that.
Right.
And
Okay.
I know, and I you are, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, I am fine with any of it, and I actually went through this when the whole reclamation of the term queer became a thing, which was, I think, what, like 50, 20 years ago, something like that. I think I was maybe still in college, maybe just coming out of it. Anyway, But yes, so I was a little put off by the word queer too. But like you, when I came out as gay, gay was for everybody, and then they started the letters and then
Right.
shit like that. So, which I'm totally fine with, honestly, although it is getting a little bit long. So I'm fine with queer. I actually went through kind of an embracing of queer, but I tend to use it more as saying the queer community or the queer culture rather than I am queer. I still say I'm gay. So as far as that, as far as the identification of it, I guess I'm more gay, but I have no problem with saying queer or being called that in a non-mean term.
Well, I remember when the plus LGBT
Few plus,
plus
yeah.
was that's for everybody else.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, everyone has to have their own.
Right. And well, that was the thing is lesbian or it was gay. When I started journalism, it was the G came first, GLBT. And then somehow they switched it to L. And some idiots are out there with this myth that, oh, the gay men got together and said the lesbians took care of us during AIDS. So we're going to put the L first so that it honors them and what they did for us. And I'm like, I was not at this meeting. I was alive then. This is bullshit.
Well, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but the rainbow flag and now how it has
Oh, the
the
progressive parts of it.
yes.
Yes.
And for me, I mean, I'm okay with it, but wasn't the whole idea of rainbow being inclusive of
Right.
everyone,
Well,
of all colors?
that was the thing, is it wasn't supposed to be color or religion or anything else like that. It was like literally like hope, healing, blah, blah, blah. And it was
Right.
supposed to include everything. I don't have any problem with the progressive flag now. I mean,
Sure.
it's been around a few years. I'm used to it. I'm fine with it. I don't even think about it anymore, actually. I just think, oh, that's the queer flag.
Yeah, I know, but what I don't understand is where am I associated on this flag if everyone else gets their bit?
You're the whole thing except for
Am I
this
the
one part.
the green? What's me? What am I? So, we keep making we keep saying, okay, we'll add a little bit more so you feel like you're a part of this, but you're already a part of it. That's what I don't understand.
Well,
So we keep making concessions for people, for small groups that don't feel like they're part. And it's like, we're all part. That's the whole idea, the rainbow flag. It encompasses all of us.
yeah.
So, but then
Well,
that's just progress, so.
and I think that using the term queer and reclaiming that as far as talking about the whole community is part of progress as well. It's us. I'm totally fine with it. Now, this guy actually is an integrationalist millennial, and he's also very Christian. So here's just a couple things. He criticizes the term queer because he believes that it can encompass people in open relationships and identities beyond sexual orientation, which he does not. So he doesn't want to identify with that. He only wants to be gay because he doesn't, subscribe to any of that. Inclusivity may make it more difficult for gay people to gain acceptance from conservatives. So one of the things is that he wants to be in a good monogamous Christian, I'm just like you. You can love me because I'm just like you. I'm not queer. I'm just a gay man in love with another gay man. So he's got that whole, that vibe going on. And instead, he just basically rejects the range of identities, the relationship styles, and he views potentially unhelpful goals, like gay acceptance won't be conservatives won't accept gay people because of these stupid queers. And frankly, you know what? You're queer. Conservatives are going to hate your queer ass no matter what. So you can try to assimilate as much as you want. You can
Right.
do whatever you want to try to be the good little, whatever Christians want. You can go to church, you can do all the things, and they're still gonna fucking hate you.
You
So
remember back a few
get
years
over
ago, it was the they always brought it out right around June.
it.
I'm not a
Oh, yes.
a shopping queen. I'm not I don't do this, I don't I don't have to go to clubs and party on, I am just me. And it's like, okay, well, that's great. Who cares?
Right. I don't eat vegetables. I only eat meat. I don't wear anything frilly. I don't prance, and I don't
Yeah,
wear anything pink because it'll make me break out. And it's like, fuck you. Who cares?
I think that's the biggest point, is that these people think it matters what they say. And all it does, and it's like, okay, look, if you really hate being gay this much, then it's a choice.
The choice. Go choose to be someone else, and
But
let's see how that goes, Mr. Pastor.
you don't have to be homosexual. You don't have to live a homosexual lifestyle or even a life. You can live by yourself. And not be heterosexual or homosexual, but you'll still be homosexual.
I mean, remember spinster ants? Maybe I
Yeah.
should choose that. So.
Well, it's like the line out of Boys in the Band, which I'm paraphrasing, but it doesn't matter what you do, whatever you try, you're still going to be a homosexual.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, that's what I got out of all that. If you, and you know what, the thing is it got in the New York Times, and stupid people are going to listen to it and believe it, and the
Well,
rest of us are going to move on because who cares?
it's an opinion piece, and I think most people's opinion is going to be blah.
Yeah,
Who
exactly.
cares? Yeah.
Right. But I
Okay.
do think the whole queer thing is much more a younger
Oh,
embraced by
absolutely.
the
But
younger community. And
it
I understand that because it is generational, but I'm fine with it.
and you know what? 10 years from now, it's going to be something else. So,
What? Oh, I don't know. What letters are they going to make us memorize next?
Yeah. Oh, that actually, maybe they'll take all the letters and form a new word.
That would be interesting.
Of course, they'll have to move the L out of the way, because it's
No, the L's must come first for all they sacrificed. So,
yeah,
and
okay.
I'm not, and by the way, just so there's a caveat, there's no confusion. I'm not knocking anything that the lesbians did do during that time because many of them, not all of them, but many
Girl,
of them were there for us. But the fact is,
no one's gonna
that
blame
is
you for
not,
that.
that is a myth that is just not true. So, I mean,
Yeah.
that's, we got together and had this meeting. It's like, come on, girl. You're 23. You don't anyway. All right, hey Chubbs. There have been, I expect letters. Okay. Hey Chubbs, there have been some social media debates recently about how often a person should bathe. Some think it should be every day, even though medical experts suggest it's not necessary. If you found out your closest friend showered only twice a week, would it change how you viewed them? Why or why not?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if they were stinky, if they were
Well,
that
that's
close
the
of a friend to me,
difference.
I
Yeah.
would tell them that they were stinky, but other than that, n no.
Yeah, it's first of all, people over the age of 60, yeah, bathe once or twice a week. You know why? 'Cause first of all, they're not going to work, and it's, if you're not, it's like during the winter time, I'm not working up a big sweat every day. Why would I want to, and it's not an older skin. You lose a lot of oil in when you bathe a lot, and older skin suffers from that. So there's a lot of reasons for it. Look, if you smell bad, take a fucking shower. They're learning all the time. You don't need to do that much. I mean, you don't have to shower that much. And if you're swimming or you're using a hot tub, I know it's not really considered bathing, but it is.
Some rich people do,
Yeah.
I guess.
So no, that doesn't bother me at all.
What was I gonna say? In my house, the shower gets used every day, and that's what she does, and that's fine. She has her routine. I have
Right.
my routine. I'm pretty much a once a day shower, but I will skip a day here and there.
Well, yeah, I mean,
So.
I just, yeah, it's
But
just, it's
it's the same thing that I learned, that you're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
right.
And I just was like, oh no, I have to do that all the time. Then I did start actually skipping a day between, and my haircut like better. So yeah,
Yeah.
anyway. Okay, next question. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, a new coffee house marketing trend called deconstructed coffee, asked paying customers to make their own drink. They give you all the ingredients, the ice, the coffee, the cream, and you have to make it yourself. It costs the same, if not more, than if a barista did it for you. McDonald's tried this in the 80s with the McDLT. I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember the DLT?
No.
Remember it had two different compartments. One was hot and the other was cool. So you had the burger on the one bun, and
Oh,
then on the other
okay.
side you had the lettuce, the tomato, and the top bun, and then you would put them together. And that's the only
Okay.
thing you had to reconstruct.
Thank you for your attention to this matter, McDLT.
Ew.
And anyway, but it failed miserably, partly because it generated a lot of waste due to its excessive packaging. Do you like the idea of do-it-yourself fast food? And the answer is no, because it's fucking fast food for a reason. I don't want to deal with it. And especially with coffee, no. I'm
Well,
horrible with that shit. Just put it together for me. Thank you.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it if, I mean, I get my own soda at a place too, if it's got a machine. I mean, if I'm just pouring a
Specific
cup of
button.
coffee and then putting some cream or some ice in there, if I wanted iced coffee, that's fine. I don't give a shit. Well, I don't drink
No.
coffee either, so.
I know. But no, to me, it's different when you're given a cup, ice, push a button, ice, push a button, soda, put a lid on it. That's one thing. But asking me to, here's a bag of popcorn and here's some oil. The popper's over there. Go
No,
for it.
that's
Fuck
not,
you.
no, the coffee's already made.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
It's, I mean,
I
all you're
think that'll
doing.
be next. I think they'll want you to make your own coffee too. Here's a percolator. Go for it. Don't get burned by the skim milk.
Girl, you are, I
Oh,
think you're, yeah, you're a little wild here.
well, I am a chub, so I went wild.
Oh.
Hey, anyway, thank you so much for those questions, Timothy. Those are very thought-provoking. I had to do a little research on one of them anyway. All right, I remember the Golden Girls. Well, yeah.
I don't remember what they look like anymore, but yeah.
Right.
Now, did you? Well, actually, because you were only what 11 when it came on, did you watch it live? I mean,
Oh
when they were
yeah.
first out?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I absolutely totally love that. I did not, okay, so honestly, I did not realize how much the Golden Girls were a part of my life until recently. So, like, obviously my first podcast was Spanking Bea Arthur, so
Right.
that got associated with that. My main character tune that I use in World of Warcraft is called Zbornak. The music that I release is under DJ Zbornak. My pets that I fight with in WoW are Nyland and Devero. So, and most of my handles on across a lot of platforms are SBA Matt, which is
Right.
Spanky B. Arthur, which is B. Arthur, which I fell in love with, of course, for everything, but mostly in my formative years, the Golden Girls, and then of course Maud and everything else. So I didn't realize, and you just look around the house and there's going to be knickknacks and little things that are very Golden Girls that people have given to me because of that. So yeah, they're a huge part of my life even now, and I always will adore them and love them for that.
Well, what I loved, well, I hated actually, was everybody just loved that song, the Golden Girls song. And I'm like, that song came out 5 years ago by
Yes, I
somebody
didn't know that
else.
until I heard
Yeah.
it finally, and I'm like, what is this, a cover? No, that's the original.
Yeah. Was that Andrew Gold that did it originally?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
So that always bothered me right away, but that's not their fault that the public is stupid. Yeah, I mean, it was so funny. I was sad that they got rid of their gay character. But it was, that just meant they had five gay characters instead of four gay characters.
That's true.
And nowadays, there's actually a troupe, that goes from city to city playing the Golden Girls.
Yes,
So,
two of them
oh,
actually.
is there two?
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah.
So,
Love it.
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, a big part of our lives even now. And Sue is still super popular as well, and they're
Oh, yeah.
all gone now, sadly. All right. Oh, excuse me. Next up, what's in your lunchbox? Well, let's kick it off with Mr. Moose and a very disturbing bundt cake. I would still eat it, but it's disturbing. Okay, so he starts and says, needed comfort food after hearing my gym is closing. Oh, that sucks.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid to get attached to gym. No, it does not. You get comfortable in a space. Yeah, I totally get it. But this one is close to my house, clean, friendly people and employees. Now I have to find a new gym, get used to their equipment, meet new people, and try to make friends. Yeah, I'm too old for this shit. And to add insult to injury, the gym is going to be torn down. I won't even be able to point to a building and say, that's where I trained for years. It sucks. So I baked a chocolate bundt cake. That is a perfect response. How sour has sour cream and espresso in there? It's filled with pecans and chocolate chips. I even put chocolate ganache on it. You can see the puddle in the middle. That's what's disturbing. But let me tell you, this, aside from the drips, is beautiful. I love the bundt cakes. I do.
Oh,
I
I do.
think they need a comeback.
Yeah, they really do need to come back. Because the nice thing is, you got on a bundt cake, you also get a lot of surface. You
Yes.
know, crispy surface or iced surface. So yeah, there's our pluses. Yeah, and I think I see that this doesn't disturb me at all. Is it because it looks like poo? It
On
does.
first
It's it,
glance,
it's chocolate.
I know that's why I'm
Chocolate.
like, I would overlook it and eat it. I would eat that whole thing. Well, not all at once anymore, but yes. All right. But he goes on and he says, I had a disastrous lunch. Restaurant didn't expect a large crowd since it was July 3rd. Didn't have staff to support the crowd. Ordered fish, which was raw, sent it back, and it took a long time to get a new piece. They forgot about it, I think. Rest of the table was finished long before the waitress came back over to ask, did you get your replacement order? I was pissed. I wanted a positive dining experience at least once today. So we went to the Mexican restaurant near my house. I got a chicken burrito filled with grilled chicken, cheese, rice, and beans. So good. Wow. I'll take one, maybe two, and a third for later. That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Moose. Mr. Michael Sage wrote in and sent me a couple very interesting photos, which I did not get the notes for. So let me grab those real quick. I should have them right here.
Looks like ribs with like a potato salad, but
Let's see. So we have,
and pasta.
Yes, barbecue pork rib sandwich at a roadhouse stop, the mountain behind where he was visiting. And then barbecue pork sandwich and a potato salad. So there's two things there. And then one thing I didn't put a picture of because it wasn't worth it. He said he showed a picture of sushi and he said it was so bad that he threw it out after two bites. So I didn't put it up here.
Well, this
He wanted
sandwich,
that.
the sandwich is gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
And
got it.
I guess my McCoonies visit didn't make it.
Well, absolutely. I have the picture, but you gotta tell me about it.
Well, I
Picture.
don't,
There was like four pictures of
there were
yummy.
seven pictures.
Seven. Oh my stars.
And let me go look, 'cause it
Okay.
was, I mean, it was a few rolls, but we did get one of
There
our
we go.
favorite things we've been getting is it's Brussels sprouts. They're called freaky Brussels sprouts, and they are just laid. They put like some sort of rub on them, and then they basically sear the rub into the cut in half Brussels sprouts, and they're almost crispy. Almost, they're not burned, but they are cooked. And they're crunchy and they are so good. And then the mushrooms and and you know, it's just it's simple McCoonies stuff, but it's all as anybody who lives in the Sacramento area knows, McCoonies kind of is the top sushi place in the area. And, you know, there's smaller places, cheaper places, but these guys, they've got it nailed down. Unfortunately, they were just bought out.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for the quality to go with that, but I hope not.
Yeah, definitely hope not. And are one of these a Benjamin roll?
Yeah, the Benjamin roll is
One single line.
it has a yellow line on it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Benjamin roll. So good. I've told the story before, but we walked in one day and it was on the list. Because they used to have a list of specials, and so it said the Benjamin, all about the Benjamins, and so, oh, let's try that. So we tried it and it was fantastic, and then we came back next time we were back in there, and they go, oh, do you still have that? We got a roll, and they go, oh, the Benjamin roll, and I go, yeah. It was so popular that they put it on the menu. So, and it's just so good, so good.
Well, we will get those pictures along with all the others up on to our Facebook where you can see them. Just look up what's in your lunchbox on facebook.com/chubsgonewild and you will find them all there. You can also email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com and find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to give us a like, subscribe, and a comment. Let us know who's watching us.
yes, and thank you all so much, and everybody that participated. We really do love it when we get the emails and the comments
I
and
know, it was so
everything.
many. It was great.
Yes. So, all right. We love you, and we will catch you in a week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.